Well, in the Butte area, to put it in the simplest terms, you have an intrusion comes into place, and these intrusions have fluids in them. And when the intrusion cools down, begins crystallizing, the fluids exsolve and leave. And they have to go somewhere, so they go into the fractures that are around these intrusions. When they enter the fractures, then there's temperature changes take place and chemical changes take place. Then minerals begin to form. They drop out. Because metals in an intrusion are transported in a state of equilibrium. And that means that the fluid is acidic, and they're usually carried as complexes of sulfates or chlorides. And then to get these metals to come out, you have to upset that equilibrium. And the best way to upset it is to change your pH from acid to basic. And that's what caused the mineralization to happen. So in the case of Butte and in the veins here, that's pretty much where they came from. They came from deep intrusions. Intrusions came up to the surface. The fluids came out. They went into the fractures. And then these minerals began crystallizing out into the open spaces. Hmm. It's a precipitation-type process. But the source of the fluids, which is where the continental pit is where these things came from. And that's
really?
And that's where the porphyry systems come from. Porphyry systems are the sources for these vein systems. And they had names for them, like they call them epithermal veins, which is a shallow, low temperature, or mesothermal, which is a deeper system, higher temperatures. And the veins here are probably more on the mesothermal side because they've done studies to determine how deep was this system when it formed. Mm. And they came up with a depth of 6 kilometers. So it was quite deep, and it was eroded away. All this rock was eroded away, and ages varied from 66 million years old to 74 million years old. So it was quite a long time frame for this mineralization to take place. Mining gives us the standard of living we have today. When you think about this, there's only three industries that generate new wealth: agriculture, oil and gas, mining. That's what generates new wealth. And everything we use came from a hole in the ground or was grown on a farm. And so it's very important for our standard of living. And mining's been going on since the Egyptians. They've been using metals. And so there's no substitute for metals. So you have to have them. And so they were here for us to use and for us to but there is ways to exploit it and mine it that is environmentally friendly, and the mining that took place 100 years ago, you see here in Butte, that'll never fly today. You also know that someday the mine's going to be closed. Mines have, they're not forever. They have a finite lifespan. Could be 10 years, could be 30, 40 years or more. So they have to plan for that. So they plan their engineering for the day when a thing closes. So you have to plan for that, and it's part of their budget, too. It's all put into the budget. Being involved in some of the economics of these things, that you do your first capital investment, and you do an assessment, you do what's called an economic assessment of the property. And that covers every little detail, salaries, everything you can imagine. And the environmental side of it's included as well, and how much that's going to cost and what kind of engineering is going to go into that planning.